have about 4 minutes, I think, until we can begin the public hearing. Unless, John, do you think we can start now, or do we need to wait till 1 o'clock?
Mr. Chair, John Kotelnik here. I would wait till 2 o'clock, especially because we're going to be trying to, right. 2 o'clock to we're going to try to take a roll call of who's all on the line, so I think the better that we are closer to 2 o'clock, we'll be able to capture more of those names instead of having people chime in periodically. So my suggestion would be to wait till 2 o'clock.
All right, so why don't we do this? John Lott, Mr. Bumberger is here now, the petitioner on Lake Sharp Small Bass. John, do you want to start that discussion now? And depending how long you speak, we could hear from Mr. Bumberger, or at least maybe start. And then when we're not too far away from 2 o'clock, but at least that gives us something to do in the next 2-3 minutes.
So, Mr. Chairman, this is Tom Kirschman again. We could certainly do that, and maybe what it would be appropriate is just I could quickly just talk about petitions and give Mr. Bomberger the opportunity to share his thoughts and perspectives with you as the commissioner on his petition. And if there's time, then we can have John provide a little background and response before we go into discussion on how you want to handle that petition. Would that sequence work for you?
Yeah, that works just fine. Sure.
Okay. So again, quickly,
Tom,
commissioners,
we have 3 minutes, Tom. So you can't do everything you just said in 3 minutes. So pick out what you can do in 3 minutes. That's all.
Okay. If you want, why don't we just go ahead and have Mr. Bomberger provide some background and information on why he brought forward the petition to the commissioners.
Okay.
Steve Bomberger, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So the reason I'm bringing this petition forth is that I'm not seeing very good size diversity over the last 3 years on Lake Sharp for smallmouth. I think there is a tremendous amount of pressure on the reservoir. On any given day, spring, summer, fall, there could be maybe 500 boats out there with 2-3 anglers in there. You know, some states, neighboring states, are closed, have closed seasons. There's a tremendous amount of fishing pressure on Lake Sharp, and I think that is contributing to the lack of size diversity that I'm seeing. The larger smallmouths are disappearing. Any given day in the last 3 years, if I catch one or two over 15, I'm doing pretty good. But I think what I'm proposing would be a healthy proposal for the fishery. It would, like I said, create size diversity. It wouldn't have any negative impact on the walleye population or any other population for that matter. And just make people that are fishing make good decisions about what they're keeping. So as a sport fisherman, I want to see the reservoir improve. So thank you. That kind of wraps it up in a nutshell.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So